And once again, we say hello to Wayne Pont for our word of the day. How are you, Mr. Pont?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Having a good day out here in Carrington Village. Okay. All ready to go with the word of the day here.
All right. Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do what the language people call a collective noun.
Okay.
You've heard the expression a murder of crows or a gaggle of geese. All right, well, in that category, the word of the day is bevy. B as in boy, okay. B-E-V-Y, short, sweet, simple, pretty easy to write down. Bevy, B-E-V-Y. Here is a term, believe it or not, originates, according to the wordsmith, in the 15th century, comes into what we call modern English. We use it to define a large group or a collection, a group of animals, and especially, according to the wordsmith, quail. Now, I'm old enough to remember, I guess, depending upon your perspective, in the good old days or the bad old days, the beauty contest announcers would say, a bevy of beauties or a bevy of swimsuit models, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Well, according to the wordsmith, bevy is still with us, but it has expanded its linguistic reach, and now it's all about, as I said, just a group or a collection.
Okay.
So bevy is your, what would you call, let's see here, a large group or collection of Trump supporters. Can we say that on the radio? I don't think we can.
I think Hillary Clinton beat us to it, actually. But, you know, Wayne, something I didn't know the other day is that what do you call, dog is to puppy, as goat is to what? And I didn't know this.
Kid.
Yeah, I did not know that.
A kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, let's see, the other examples might be, believe it or not, a sounder of swine.
Huh.
Or a leap of leopards. There's just dozens of these these terms in modern speech.
And you know,
the one,
I have three shapoos. So I call them a passel of poos.
Really?
That's good. How about a pasta of poos? And then you can go on and eat some Italian food.
Sure.
Wouldn't be great if that was the real term for it.
It might be.
Yeah, I know. So I feel dumb, though, because I didn't know that about goat, though. I didn't know you call it a kid. So.
The language is like a rubber band.
Exactly.
It expands and contracts and takes all sorts of insults and just marches.
Yeah.
Well, rubber bands don't march. They expand into the future. But back to our business here at hand. Bevy, B-E-V-Y, there is your word of the day. A large group or collection, a group of animals. And if you want to be really, really picky about it, it's a collection or a group of quail.
Okay.
Well, good luck to your Mercedes-Benz winner next hour, and I will speak with you tomorrow morning.
Isn't that what Dick Cheney got in trouble for? He was hunting quail and then wound up shooting his friend in the face. And it led to Lewis Black saying, you don't hunt quail. You might stalk quail, wondering what kind of a miserable existence that you have, but you don't hunt it. That is not hunting.
Yeah, they're such gentle little animals. Leave them alone.
Yeah,
for crying out loud.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm happy and sad at the same time that you injected Dick Cheney into the conversation.
Happy I can make your day.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you in the morning, guys. Bye.
Right. Thank you very much. That is Wayne Pond. Bevy is the word of the day. Yesterday we had two full words on the word of the day. Today, simple four-letter word. Bevy, a collection of animals. We will ask for it next hour, and if you can define it, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers right here on 97.9 FM WCHL.